Thank you. future sound of chill with Area 54.
That feeling, dread into the bucket I have placed, where damage is me, I let it die. Had enough to take the train. Everyone looks the same. Still we have different names. That's where keep me. We'll be right back.
tomorrow. It's always a good day for Area 54.
Operate. Tim and Mike, Area 54. That was Swayzak. Song's called Illegal. It's off the album Himawari. Little nod to our past. Goes way back. Probably into our first or second year in our show we were playing that. Starfer played a song called Budapest featuring Shy Boys. Back when we were playing Swayzak at first, we probably would have never guessed a band like Starfer would have come out of Portland. We would have never guessed our future. Future Past Life sounded a Starfer album that we played.
And even when we were listening to the old Swayzak back then, the sound, the Starfer sound wasn't even around yet, really, you know?
Yeah, it wasn't even around. And we would have never guessed that it would have, our sound would have come into the mainstream as it has.
And this latest album of theirs, Future Past Life, is really good. It's just like all the way through, just really great songs on there.
You know, we were just happy that, you know, playing songs that were electronic that weren't ambient music.
Yeah, it's true.
We were blown away when people started putting lounge music over electronic, like Thievery Corporation. It was just mind-blowing, you know, back then. Now it's like, okay, next. The radio department before that, speaking of a great, Swedish group that mix pop and electronic in a really good way, played a song called Where Damage Isn't Already Done, so off their album Lesser Matters. Bicep before that did a song called Glue and one from Odessa. These guys are from Seattle, played a song called A Moment Apart. And we started off the whole set with German artist Roosevelt. Songs called Sign. Boy, I had a lot of good big names in there that have albums with a lot of great songs throughout. Star Effer, Radio Department, Roosevelt. Those are almost all those albums are almost what I'd call dartboard albums, where you just throw a dart and hit a good song.
Yeah, and Odessa, biggest band out of Seattle.
Yeah. They're not going to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, though, are they, Mike?
No, they're no Pearl Jam or Nirvana.
Probably not.
Soundgarden.
Well, we were just talking about.
But they are the modern. I can imagine that Seattle went from grunge to Odessa in 20 years or 30 years.
Well, and I lived in Seattle. I listened to grunge and I went to grunge shows, and I was would have much rather have seen bands like Odessa, though, even at the time, and I knew it. Like, this is just entertainment here. This isn't music.
These guys weren't even born yet when you were watching your grunge shows, dude.
That's true, right?
Probably not. I doubt they're even 30 yet. So yeah. Anyway.
Well, we just...
Speaking of...
Go ahead. You go, Mike.
Speaking of non-grunge type bands that you would have liked to see, that you would have probably... Yeah, in those days would have seen. No, not even these guys yet. Thievery Corporation? No. Nope. They were like mid-90s, right?
Yeah.
Eric Hilton actually has a new album out. He's got two new albums out. We're going to play some music from him right now. Let's check it out.